Welcome to the Mozilla Developer Room here at FOSDEM, or rather my room here in Vienna, as it's online once again and not in Brussels. This talk is about suggestions for a stronger Mozilla community, about my personal thoughts and ideas for possible improvements in this community. I'm Robert Kaiser, and the slides are already up at slides.cairo.at/FOSDEM2022. Or the first entry at slides.cairo.at. For myself, my nickname is Cairo. You will find that in the Mozilla community, hopefully well known, as well as my personal stuff. So my email is cairo@cairo.at and my personal website home.cairo.at, where you find a number of other ways to contact me. As I said, I'm based in Vienna, Austria, and I'm a Mozilla rep and tech speaker. I have been in the Mozilla community for more than 20 years now and have seen quite a lot there. We will talk about that a little bit, but I'm not very active on social networks if you want to contact me. That said, on Matrix and Telegram, you can find me very well, Cairo on the Mozilla Matrix. And I also put links to the Mozilla community page, LinkedIn, and GitHub pages for me on the slides. First of all, this talk is personal. Most of this talk is about personal opinions, suggestions, and ideas from myself. Nothing of that is coordinated or even endorsed by Mozilla Foundation or any of its subsidiaries or any staff. This is all my personal opinion, what I'm thinking about it. That said, I'm very happy about comments and about discussions on those topics, but let's please keep it civil, follow the Mozilla community participation guidelines, as this is all Mozilla community stuff, and so those guidelines apply. I hope there will be discussions and comments, but please follow those guidelines and keep it open for everybody and friendly. Let's start off with my view of the Mozilla community. It's centered around the Mozilla Manifesto, which I hope everybody around here coming into this dev room actually knows. Otherwise, you can look it up on the Mozilla website and around the open web. That includes the official organization, like Mozilla Foundation, Corporation, and so on, and also supports them, is supportive of their views. If you go against those organizations, I don't really consider you part of the community, but it doesn't mean that you need to do everything they say or only follow those things that come from the official organizations, because the community is much larger than the official projects and products. Otherwise, it could not be a really large movement. It's powered and driven by volunteers. This is not staff making up the community. Staff is paid for their own stuff. Volunteers are doing it because they're enthusiastic and spreading the message, and they want Mozilla Manifesto and the open web to be the guidelines for and technology for a large part of this world. And so volunteers are driving that. That said, a little bit of a view of the history. If you want to know more about Mozilla history, I did a talk about that last FOSDEM. You can look that up and watch that talk. I hope that's an interesting one as well. Mozilla was one of the earliest large free and open source projects. There was the Linux kernel, there was KDE and GNOME and Apache, and I think OpenOffice started around a similar time. But there were not a lot of large projects out there, very few. And as a browser project and around the web, it was very close to what users were doing. And so a strong growing group of people formed around this, especially because this was around code that was pretty unfinished, and but did new things, rendering user interfaces of applications with web technologies was very new back then, and especially that spawned a lot of side projects. It also was easy to come in and fill the gaps where the code was not complete. But over time, many other competing open source projects came out, competing in the sense that they were competing for volunteers. You had suddenly had a lot of choice and more choice of where to volunteer your time. Also, when Firefox came along, development was tightened up quite a lot to make it fit for mass usage for the everyday user out there. And also, once staff came in, project management came in to make the development more efficient. All that does not gel that well with volunteers. And so people went to a number of those other competing projects where it was easier to get in. Or people went to the outskirts of what Mozilla was doing, which was a lot of technology experiments. Some of those were incorporated in Firefox and then they were tightly controlled again. Some of those were, as experiments go, were stopped again, and then people were disappointed that something they were enthusiastic about was suddenly not driven forward, which also made them move to other projects. Now, there are good groups in some areas still there at Mozilla. For example, in the support area or in the documentation, MDN, which grew a lot larger than Mozilla itself, localization, some local groups like in India, we have some groups that are strongly knit together and therefore are still going strong. But it feels very splintered and unconnected. You often don't know what's going on in this community in other places. And it's also hard to motivate people to engage because some of those have been disappointed by experiments that were left earlier on. And some of those just don't necessarily go with Mozilla because there's so many other things out there that they can do. So where to go from here? Again, to reiterate, what's following is personal suggestions and ideas that are not endorsed by anybody else. They're all food for thought and not fully planned out. I don't have all the answers either. I have a few ideas. And I welcome civil discussions respecting the CPG. But I really want us to talk about it and discuss about it. So let's get to those ideas. The first one I'm calling independence. Don't put too much in the single word here. What I mean with this is do not depend or rely on Mozilla support or official programs that Mozilla is doing. We should do those things that we're interested in, that we have fun with, no matter if Mozilla Foundation or corporation actually pushes those things. It's about us as the community having fun. That said, it still has to be in support of the manifesto and the open web and not be contradiction to official activities. So if Mozilla pushes for less centralization on social media, then it's not a good idea to push for more centralization there, which we wouldn't do, but you see what I mean. Don't contradict what Mozilla is doing necessarily. but let's enrich it and be broader and not depend on Mozilla saying what we have to do. Let's do what we think is good for supporting the open web and the manifesto and have fun with it. And when you're enthusiastic and have fun with it, it's much easier to engage other people around you and bring more people into this community. Now for a very concrete topic, let's stay on the ball on WebXR and mixed reality. Mozilla has driven this topic for a while and then went a little back on it, but there are, for example, Mozilla Reality headsets out there. I recently bought a Vive Focus 3 that has Firefox Reality installed as the default, and there are other headsets out there that have the same. Those typically come with app stores that do not have a lot of apps available, but they have the web available. And with that, we can show them the experiences that the web can give us. Multi-device experience from the headset to the desktop to mobile and so on. We can do meetings in hubs and other metaverse WebXR applications. Let's use Mozilla Hubs, it's there. And even now that XR is beyond the hype cycle, that it's not talked about everywhere all the time, it's establishing itself as a major tech. There are reasons why Facebook has renamed themselves as Meta and is pushing this topic very hard, because this is a technology that is establishing itself in the major cycle of technology. And if we stay on it, we can also make sure that the web plays a role in there and plays a large role in there as an open technology, as opposed to those closed, tightly controlled app stores that we usually see on those devices right now. Let's also not forget about spin-offs, about projects that were at Mozilla and have gone off. Projects like WebThings, CoQuick, HiWes, and so on are still around and they are still part of the community. Let's recognize that. Let's make sure they feel that they are still part of the community and we feel they are part of the community as well. That makes them feel like they're part of a larger thing and makes us feel like we're part of a larger thing. That helps us all. Let's stay connected with them. Let's work with them to push their technology forward, to keep the Mozilla spirit and the free and open source spirit alive there. If we all work together in the community and not forget that those groups are still doing things that are aligned with us, that makes us all stronger. That helps us all. That said, let's not forget about new technologies that are coming along. Let's investigate them. We can be the eyes and ears of this movement and learn about interesting new technologies before even the hype starts. If the official product organization makes a move to any new technology, that sets a sign, so they need to be careful with that. If we, a few people out of the community, look into this, look into that, play with this, play with that, try to connect it with the web, that's much faster. That doesn't set a sign per se, and we already learn about it even before the larger product organization can move on it. That said, for those technologies that are already in the hype, let's look behind the hype at the actual tech. There are a number of people who are overselling everything that is in the hype, who want to profit from it, who want to scam you with something around it, or on the other hand, that spread fear about this technology because their field may be disrupted by those technologies. Let's look behind that at the actual technology and don't prejudge from a conservative point of view. After more than 20 years of this community, we happen to be the conservative ones at times. Let's not be afraid of change. Let's look at what those new technologies can bring into the web to make the web live on and not be superseded by new technologies, but be included in those new technologies. And as FOSDEM is usually in Brussels, I included the Atomium here as it was a symbol for new technologies back when it was created, at least. That said, when we are talking about new technologies, one of the current problems of the internet are those centralized silos, especially in social media, but also in other areas. The alphas, the metas, those that we have Discord with at times. Let's move out of those centralized silos and lobby for interoperability and open standards. The EU, for example, is working on even on laws for interoperability. Let's help push that. Let's push for that in other countries as well, or in other areas of the world. Let's also push that outside of politics, but just when it comes to technology. Let's push that to those organizations that we are part of. Let's push also metrics and other similar systems that are not centralized. I'm using metrics as a symbol here because Mozilla Community Communications are on metrics, but there's also a lot of others like Jitsi and whatever. You know what I mean. Those systems that are not controlled by one of those large companies, or not one single closed source company, but those which are open and not centralized to one place. Let's avoid centralized services. Let's demand alternatives. Let's try to bring more usage of those into our circles. And when I talk about decentralization, there's one topic that is coming up a lot in this area, and that is also close to my heart, and that is blockchains. And I'm especially talking about community blockchains and Web3 here. I don't see it really as decentralized if one company is controlling the whole blockchain somewhere. But there are a few out there that are driven by a larger community. Let's also look beyond the hype. Let's openly approach and learn. Let's not be distracted by the scams and overhyping and whatever is going on there. Also not by the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that some are spreading around it. Let's look at the actual technology, at the actual people in those communities. There are many honest and open-minded players in that space. I work in that space. I see a lot of that. And especially the Ethereum community shares a lot of values with Mozilla. They may not follow one-to-one the Mozilla manifesto because they're not the Mozilla community, but a lot of things that they're doing are very similar to what we have in the manifesto, for example. And the Web3 technologies that are connected with this community, I'm not so happy with versioning the web, but this is the phrase that people are using, the term that people are using for this. There are a number of interesting things in there that we have thought about, that they have thought about, that they have found some kind of solution for, like logging for websites in a decentralized way that is not controlled by Alpha and Meta and so on. They have a public key-based login system that is working. It may not be the nicest for normal users, but it's something we can base things on. And this is even without using the blockchain itself. This is just a technology that enables communicating with it, and that doesn't even need to be used with the blockchain. That said, there is a big ecosystem out there. with financial but also non-financial use cases. You usually hear about the financial ones, but there are a lot of others out there as well. Let's sincerely go there, openly talk to them and see what's there in terms of technology. As a side note, when it comes to Ethereum especially, the carbon or energy problem that is discussed a lot will be gone soon. For more than a year, the base technology for this has been running, and now in the next few months, the existing chain will be moved onto this, and then this very expensive mining or proof of work will be gone from Ethereum. So don't be distracted by this problem when you think about especially the Ethereum community, which is probably nowadays the largest blockchain community that is out there, and in my opinion, the most open. But let's go to something completely different. Not on the technology side, but really on the side of how we organize our community. Communication has been getting harder because there are a lot of splintered project-specific channels. As I said, the whole community feels quite a bit splintered nowadays, and communication feels the same way. I think we need some common beacon, some connector that brings us together, that makes us feel like we're in one thing and not in a very fragmented space here. This could be, at least this is one idea, this could be some kind of weekly or so condensed news package from all over the community that is not too long, that you can consume in a relatively short time and feel like there's a lot of things going on around you and that you feel more connected to this community. This could perhaps even be in a podcast form, which I think would be a really good instrument to hear voices and to feel like those voices are all around you and bring you this connection to all those people in the community and pull the community together. On the other hand, I know a podcast is a lot of work. That said, if people are willing to work on things like that, on this common beacon, on this thing that pulls us together, I'm happy to be involved there as well. Let's connect, let's make something happen, let's make this feel like a more connected space. And then there's the other direction. Let's go out there, let's go to events and talk about it, talk about this community, talk about the manifesto and the open web and everything around it. Everything that is connected to it that we are doing in this community, let's bring this out there, no matter if this online or offline conventions, the online ones are here to stay, I'm sure, but offline ones are starting to happen again, and I hope more and more in the future. And even if there's not an official Tech Speakers program that maybe pays for us to go to an event and talk about the open web and the Mozilla community and the Mozilla manifesto, there are events we can still go to. Let's do that. Let's tie our activities back to the Mozilla core, and let's stand proud at those conferences, at those events, wherever we can go. Let's stand proud with Mozilla and with the whole community so that we really feel like this is a proud group that we are part of. Let's spread the word and let's make this a really great experience again. With that, I hope that we will feel like as connected as this group that is on this picture, but with a community that is much larger than the group that you see on this picture. I know this was a very enthusiastic group because I was standing somewhere in the back. probably behind the thank you sign here there. If you want to connect to me, my personal homepage is at home.cairo.at, as I said before, and you will find all the ways to contact me there as well. As I said, also on Matrix. And as a reminder, our core will always be Mozilla.org, has been in the past, will be in the future. That will not change, even if we're much larger than the official organizations behind it. Thank you.